May the 20th. My dearest little Barbara, I'm sending you a few grapes, which are good for a convalescent person, and strongly recommended by doctors for the allayment of fever. Also, you were saying the other day that you would like some roses, wherefore I now send you a bunch. Are you at all able to eat, my darling? For that is the chief point which ought to be seen to. Let us thank God that the past and all its unhappiness are gone. Yes, let us give thanks to heaven for that much. As for books, I cannot get hold of any, except for a book which, written in excellent style, is, I believe, to be had here. At all events, people keep praising it very much, and I have begged the loan of it for myself. Should you, too, like to read it? In this respect, indeed, I feel nervous, for the reason that it is so difficult to divine what your taste in books may be, despite my knowledge of your character. Probably you would like poetry, the poetry of sentiment and of love-making. Well, I will send you a book of my own poems. Already I have copied out part of the manuscript. Everything with me is going well, so pray do not be anxious on my account, beloved. What Theodora told you about me was sheer rubbish. Tell her from me that she has not been speaking the truth. Yes, do not fail to give this mischief-maker my message. It is not the case that I have gone and sold a new uniform. Why should I do so, seeing that I have 40 rubles of salary still to come to me? Do not be uneasy, my darling. Theodora is a vindictive woman, merely a vindictive woman. We shall yet see better days. Only do you get well, my angel. Only do you get well, for the love of God, lest you grieve an old man. Also, who told you that I was looking thin? Slanders again, nothing but slanders. I am as healthy as could be, and have grown so fat that I am ashamed to be so sleek of paunch. Would that you were equally healthy. Now, good-bye, my angel. I kiss every one of your tiny fingers, and remain ever your constant friend, Makar Dievushkin. P.S. But what is this, dearest one, that you have written to me? Why do you place me upon such a pedestal? Moreover, how could I come and visit you frequently? How, I repeat? Of course, I might avail myself of the cover of night, but, alas, the season of the year is what it is, and includes no night-time to speak of. In fact, although throughout your illness and delirium I scarcely left your side for a moment, I cannot think how I contrived to do the many things that I did. Later, I ceased to visit you at all, for the reason that people were beginning to notice things and to ask me questions. Yet even so, a scandal has arisen. Teresa, I trust thoroughly, for she is not a talkative woman. But consider how it will be when the truth comes out in its entirety. What then will folk not say and think? Nevertheless, be of good cheer, my beloved, and regain your health. When you have done so, we will contrive to arrange a rendezvous out of doors.